The Islamist militant group ISIS has gained control of the northern part of the country, and Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's deeply concerned about the situation.
We've invested so many lives and so much money to try to bring stability to Iraq, and yet in the space of a week, an Islamic terrorist group has taken over half the country.
It's a humanitarian disaster for Iraq, she says, and she agrees with President Obama that it also poses a threat to the U.S. and other Western countries.
The problem is that it gives an al-Qaeda-like group a safe haven from which to plot attacks against Americans.
Collins supports President Obama's decision to limit U.S. involvement to an advisory role versus combat, but she thinks the president made a mistake when he withdrew all U.S. troops from Iraq in 2011 at the end of an 8-year war.
Last week at a hearing, I raised this question with our nation's top military leader. He said that he advised the president to have a residual force in Iraq to ensure stability and to continue training the Iraqi troops, but that the president did not take his advice. I think we're seeing what happens because of that now.
We can second-guess this if we want.
Democratic Representative Shelley Pingree says it was the Iraqi government's decision to decline residual U.S. troops, and she's wary of future military action.
President Bush signed the Status of Forces Agreement with the Iraqis, promising that we would leave. The Iraqis wanted U.S. forces out. And then we just really didn't have any choice.
The Obama administration says the current situation in Iraq is ultimately in Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's hands. And that's a sentiment independent Senator Angus King shares.
I'm very skeptical of our ability to intervene in any meaningful way in this. This is really Maliki's ballgame.
King says the Shiite prime minister created the current problem by failing to adequately include Sunnis and Kurds in the Iraqi government. King agrees with President Obama that the solution needs to be political, and there is a current opportunity. The Iraqi parliament is choosing a new government after elections this spring. King says he thinks Maliki could salvage his political career and his country if he channels his inner Nelson Mandela.
Mandela's genius was when he took over in a situation where there was a huge transfer of power, he was generous to his opponents. He was generous to the people that had kept him in jail for 27 years. That's the only way Iraq can survive as a country is if it has an inclusive government.
Maine's congressional delegation say they share the public's fatigue with war. In a written statement, Democratic Representative Mike Michaud says, "We cannot commit ourselves to another open-ended military action in Iraq. That is why I expect President Obama to consult closely with Congress, and I believe he must seek congressional authorization for any future military action." Senator Angus King says it's time to develop a new strategy to deal with these kinds of situations.
You know, we've got al-Qaeda, al-Nusra in Syria, ISIS in Iraq, al-Shabaab in Kenya, Boko Haram in Nigeria. I mean, it's coming up all over the world. And we need to figure out what our strategy is, because trying to kill them all isn't going to work.
Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to the Middle East to help find a diplomatic solution in Iraq. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.